Hey, babe. Welcome back. I was just getting my bag ready for tonight. The dinner reservations are all set. We've got tickets for that new action movie that you wanted to see. We can even do a little shopping while we're out, too. I know you've been looking for some new shoes. For your new job, right? So, might as well. How's that sound? Babe? Are you okay? Why are you laying on the couch? Are you feeling sick? No, you do look pretty worn out. Now that I look at you up close, the new job is really taking a toll on you, Oh, I know the pay is good, but you need to take care of yourself more. It honestly worries me. Seeing you like this. No. No way are we going out when you're like this. I know I've spent a week planning tonight, but it doesn't matter. Your health is way, way more important. I'll just cancel everything. It's no big deal. We can do it all another time. Oh, you know, I really do think you're gonna work yourself to death if you didn't have me. Right, that's it. I'm putting my foot down. It's Friday night. The weekend is right around the corner, and you're gonna hit a hard reset. No thinking about work until Monday. You got that? Yes, I'm becoming your dictator this weekend. You leave me with no other choice. Now, shush. You need to rest. I'll go make us something healthy to eat, and we'll go to bed early tonight, okay? Your first priority should be getting a good night's rest. And I mean a good night's sleep. I can't even remember the last time you had even one of those. You're gonna sleep so well. You'll be drooling all over your pillow. Trust me. That's how I want you to sleep tonight. And then we'll have a whole day R&R because that's what you need. It's what you deserve. Baby, I appreciate you working so hard to support us. I really, really do. I love you for it. But sometimes I think you need to take care of yourself the same way you take care of me. If I looked like you right now, would you let me keep working? Exactly. You wouldn't dream of it because you're sweet and caring, and you don't want to see other people you love like that. Well, that's how I feel when I look at you like this. Don't you understand that? No, no need to apologize. That's not what I want from you. What I want from you is for you to relax, rest, and let me take care of everything. Can you do that for me, baby? Good. Here. Put this pillow behind your head. I'll go make you some dinner. And a nice, hot cup of tea. Does that sound good? Alright then. I'll be back in a bit. Oh, morning, sleepyhead. You must have really needed that rest. I mean, I knew you would sleep a lot, but 13 hours. I thought you might have gone into a coma. Oh. Yes, I'm serious. That's why you're on the couch right now. I finished dinner, and I came back here with a plate, but you were out cold, and I figured I should let you rest. How do you feel? Better? Good. I bet you're hungry though, am I right? Since you didn't eat dinner last night. Well, I knew you would be. So that's exactly why I made you breakfast in bed. You know, even though you're not in bed, you're on the couch and it's pretty much lunch, not breakfast at this point. But whatever, you get it. I made you food. Here, just sit up, and I'll feed it to you. Ugh, no, not like a baby. Okay, pretty much like a baby, but it'll be cute. Look, I made all your favorites. Ugh. Oh, don't be silly. I wanted to do all of this for you. You know I love cooking for you. Seeing the look on your face when you like something I made, it makes it all worth it. And don't worry about the huge mess I made in the kitchen either. I'll clean it all up too. Just relax. Here, have a little already. You must be starving. Open up. Good. Yeah, I'm so glad. I had to heat it back up in the microwave because you woke up a little later than I was expecting. So, while I was cooking, I was thinking of a few things I could do for you today. So, I looked up some things on the internet. Turns out, there are a lot of relaxing things you can do at home. When you're done eating, I'll get the water running in the bath. I made a quick stop at the store and got some rose petals and other stuff so we can turn our bathroom into a mini spa. Luckily, your awesome girlfriend knows a thing or two about hair and skincare, so I'll make sure you're well taken care of. Once you're nice and clean, then we can just relax and do whatever we want. I missed you in our bed last night, you know? You think maybe we can cuddle a little to make up for it? Of course. course. I knew you couldn't say no to that. Oh, and we have plenty of leftovers from last night's dinner. Or, we could just DoorDash some food from that restaurant we were going to last night. It would probably be more fun to eat it on the couch. Oh yeah, and I think that action movie is on HBO Max or something. I don't know, we'll look for it, okay? Oh, wow. You cleaned your plate. You really were hungry, hmm? You want seconds? That makes me so happy. Stay right here. I'll get you some more. The water's nice and warm. It feels good after sitting in an office chair a week. That makes me happy. Yeah, I bet. The bath bomb really smells good though, doesn't it? This is a real bona fide spa now. Alright. You just relax and let the water ease out the tension in your muscles. And I will wash your head. Okay. So, you don't have one of those wooden scooper things to wet your head, so I'm just going to use a bowl. But it's still a bona fide spa, okay? Don't make fun of it. You look so cute with wet hair. Okay. Into my hands and start massaging it into your head. Good. Yeah, I know you've been having headaches. Poor thing. Don't worry, this is just what you need. I should be a professional masseuse. This is fun. Or, I don't know, maybe I just like playing with your hair. Time to wash off, you know, with the ball again. There we go. All better. Now, let's scrub your chest. Look, you've even got a loofah. That's a fun word to say. That's just get a little soup in there. Gonna keep your chest nice and clean. You know it's my favorite part of your body. Besides your face. Of course. Speaking of your face, we should get that cleaned up too. Not with the regular soap. It would be way too harsh. I do have some gentle face cleanser here. It smells like cherry blossoms too. busy a lot, but taking care of your skin is a real top priority. Yeah. Did you know that it's the body's biggest organ in the human body? Yeah, really. Even though you really don't think of it as an organ, it is one. A huge one, too. By surface area, of course. Okay, time to wash off again. Good. You're all clean now. And you smell amazing. Hey, there's nothing feminine about smelling good. Everyone loves floral scents, you know? I should get you one of those tables that lays across the bath, so we can have some drinks in here too. We can make it a fun little weekend activity. No, mister. I wouldn't allow you to use it for your laptop, so you can work in the bathtub. First of all, are you trying to get electrocuted? Second of all, the bath is about relaxing. The weekend is about relaxing. And taking care of yourself. So, until you can do that on your own, I'll just have to do it for you. You're lucky I love you so much that I don't mind spending all my time doting on you. Or else, I might start charging for it. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You're the best. You know that? So, start treating yourself like you are.